Now, he was the public face of Saddam Hussein's regime for years. After escaping another charge, Tariq Aziz has now been sentenced to 15 years jail for his part in the murder of dozens of traders. Seven others were also tried over the 1992 crackdown. Two of them, half-brothers to Saddam Hussein, were sentenced to death. Omar Al-Saleh reports.
Tariq Aziz Isa
found guilty and facing 15 years in jail. Tariq Aziz was deputy prime minister in Saddam Hussein's government, and after Saddam, the best-known face of the regime. The Iraqi Special Tribunal Court charged him with crimes against humanity, alleging his involvement in the execution of 42 Iraqi merchants accused of manipulating food prices under sanctions. He'll be 73 years old next month. Tariq Aziz Isa Yusuf is in poor health conditions, and he faces many legal charges. In February, he was acquitted of killing of the 1999 attacks of Shias in the aftermath that followed the assassination of cleric Ayatollah Muhammad al-Sadr. But hours after the verdict was read, he was told to stand trial, accused this time of the killing of Kurds belonging to the Barzani tribe in 1983. Tariq Aziz, a former English teacher, joined the Ba'ath Party in the 1950s. Aziz rose to the echelons of power after the Ba'ath Party came to rule in 1968. In the 1970s, he became the information minister and a member of the Revolutionary Command Council. He escaped death in April 1980 after members of the now ruling Dawa Party threw a grenade as he was addressing a group of students in Al Mustansiriya University, killing several of them. In 1982, he became Iraq's foreign minister. From Iraq's Christian Chaldean minority, he's known as the urban cigar-smoking public face of Saddam Hussein's rule. He loves music and Shakespeare plays when he's on foreign tours, meeting with the various world leaders and figures, including the late Pope John Paul II. In 1991, he left the foreign ministry and became deputy prime minister. After the Iraqi regime collapsed in April 2003, Aziz became a wanted man and turned himself in to the American occupiers. In 2004, he made several appearances in court as a witness who was proud of his service to his country and his leader. From 2008, he's been fighting in court to clear his name. But now the man who was at the heart of the U.S.-Iraq relationship finds himself likely to end his days in prison to pay for policies of the past. Omar Saleh, Al Jazeera.
And shortly after that sentence was handed down, Tariq Aziz's lawyer promised to appeal, saying the case was politicized.
We were very much sure that Tariq Aziz is to be released, taking the law procedures into consideration. But apparently there has been a political decision made by Iraqi government against Tariq Aziz to jail him for 15 years in order to use him as a pressure card in case they want to push for national reconciliation. But we will appeal this decision.